approached by the text buddy message on social media?
I think I have.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a scam is what it is. There's a TikToker who's saying you absolutely have got to be aware of the text buddy scam. And she knows because she almost got.
Someone tried to get into my DMs saying, hey, sorry for the weird approach. I just have a question. And she just wanted me to answer some questions the best I could. I'm like, okay. And she started with where I'm from and how old I am. Then asked me what I did for work. Proceeded to tell me that they were looking for someone that they can message back and forth and they could in turn give money to. Like have genuine conversations with and that they could spoil. Sure enough, it is a scam. But at that point, I was just like, nope, not interested, and blocked them.
This has happened to you, Jason? Somebody wants to be your buddy?
Okay, so mine was a little bit different. Okay. It wasn't DMs, but every once in a while, I get a text saying, what time are we meeting later today? Or,
what?
Hey, I saw you yesterday. Are we going to meet up?
That's creepy.
I think what it is, if I have to guess, it is they come across as like some girl is texting me. Like, hey, I think you look really hot. I wish you would, you know, call me back. And I think like when you do it, it ends up being some kind of soliciting for money for porn or some kind of scam for girls.
Wow.
And I fell for it once.
How much money did you give?
No.
His name was Bobby Rio.
And now I have a subscription. Yeah. It's weird.
It was very nonchalant. It was like, hey, tell me what time you're going to be there. So I was like, where are we? Who is this? Are we meeting today?
Yeah.
And then it was like, yes. Just tell me what when you're available. And then I was like, wait a minute, something didn't make sense here. And that's what I get.
Okay.
And I still get them every once in a while. And my wife Carol gets them too. It'll be and it would be like, because I don't think they know. I think, for instance, when you look up my phone number, it's whoever's name is on the account that pops up.
Sure.
So they probably think Carol's a guy.
Well, and they have all the info. And so if they already have the number, why they would just be sending it. Were any of the words, well, I don't necessarily know if maybe, and this is no offense, but I don't know if you're the best one to tell.
Yeah.
Were any of the words misspelled?
No, I don't,
don't
think
ask
so.
Us. It could have been.
I'm a horrible speller. You know what the thing is? I recognize a word spelled correctly. I just can't spell it myself.
You just can't do it yourself. Well, because that is one of the tactics that you like you can use for all of these texting spam fraud type things that come through. If you notice that there's a lot of misspelled words or maybe things are oddly capitalized or maybe it's not making complete sense in the sentence, then you can think, okay, this is fraudulent because maybe it's coming from a different country or
that is true.
Yeah.
If it's coming, if the way they, you know what, it's more than the misspelling for me. Like the misspelling for me could be even more like, oh, this is somebody I know. They're not really,
right.
But
it's like, oh, look, it's Matt texting me.
Right. But what you do notice that you, it's the way they write it. It's like, am I going to get your convenience later today?
Yeah.
You know, at the, cafeteria that we're eating at. That's like, what?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah. What? Yeah, that's one way of telling or one way of being able to identify. And unfortunately, it's happening to every, I mean, people our age, younger people, older people, whatever, but it does seem like elderly people are way more susceptible to the phone call. You know, the phone call where they're actually answering, because I don't answer the phone for anybody for any reason unless I am expecting it.
Yeah,
I will say that is one downside to the job that I have.
Oh.
Is that there are going to be times where I get a phone call from a number that I probably don't recognize, and it might be somebody with a question about an event or something.
Sure.
Yeah,
I feel like I have to answer it. But now, I know, I do believe Jason does this. I'll occasionally answer it in like an accent.
Yes, I do.
Just to gauge if they want to invest the time in trying to translate what I'm going to say.
Okay, okay. Pretend like I'm a fake number. Or I'm just a number you don't recognize. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Bring, bring.
Hola.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't say hola.
That's just a different language. That's not
well, but it's a different language, but it's also I also try to do an accent. Hola.
Yeah, all I usually answer like, hola.
Hola.
But you know what I'm thinking about, Matt? What's the point of doing that? Because they're still going to try to scam us.
You're still
than
answering.
I have the accent or not.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that telemarketers, to an extent, like, don't expect you to answer. So I do feel like when you do, they're almost taken back by that.
Yes.
And it takes them a second to really respond. Mm-hmm. And then I think they have to then make the decision of, do I want to attempt to try to get through to this person speaking Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do I just want to move on and say wrong number and forget it?
My sister worked in a call center. She said it was the worst, I think, 2 years in hell. Mm-hmm. But she did it when she was beginning her finance career. And she said that exactly what you're saying. It was like you just dialed and you knew that nobody was going to answer the phone. So when somebody actually did, it was like, oh, and you have to turn the headset on. You have to turn your microphone on. It takes you a second to be like, I'm talking to a real person.
You're caught off guard that someone answered your phone call.
Which is what your job is to be on the phone all day.
That is how badly people avoid you.
Yep.
Is that when people do what you're begging them to do, it throws you off.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And have you gotten any of the buddy stuff, or am
Not
I the only one?
The I'm buddy just, one. No.
I haven't gotten any buddy things.
So this buddy one, what our TikToker was sharing, was saying that the text buddy scam, they claim that they want to be your friend.
Yep.
And then what happens at once they kind of talk you up and like, oh, I'm just looking for someone to talk to. And then they say, well, if you'll just deposit a check into your account, then we can, you know, go from there. And I'm going to give you money because, you know, I'm lonely and I'm basically paying you to be my friend to talk to me. But once you deposit that check and they have your banking information, then you're screwed. And this almost happened to that woman. And she was saying it comes across as legit. Somebody wanting to talk to you just because they're lonely.
Yeah,
that's
I can
really
see
sad.
That. We had a coworker that actually fell for a scam and gave them all the money. Now, this was a while back where it was more a newer type thing.
Remind me.
It was Goat.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he basically, you know, it was something about, hey, invest in this. Mm-hmm. The return's going to be big. And he emptied out his bank account.
Did he get any of it back?
No.
No.
Mm. Nope.
That makes me sick. It makes me, because it is preying on people who maybe are
more vulnerable.
Yes. The elderly, those who are sad or maybe feeling down or who are lonely, who are in their homes a lot of the time.
I wonder how common these buddy texts are, like the one I described, because they are new. And I'm wondering if it's mostly guys they're targeting.
Maybe for that one, but I can tell you in my email and in my text messages, I get things all the time telling me that I have a package that needs to be.
Oh, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, I
do get that a
lot. I need to. Yeah. And it almost gets me so much so that the emails I will forward on to our IT guy. And I'm like, is this legit?
Have you ever gotten the emails that say your payment is going to go through tomorrow and there's an invoice and it's like, wait, $800 for what?
Mm-hmm.
And then what they're doing is you call up and say, hey, wait a minute here. I didn't buy anything. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll stop the payment. What's the credit card number? Then they take your credit card. But I'm talking about the ones that I'm getting where it's just like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow at 12.
I don't know about those.
I don't get that.
I don't know those ones.
Am I the only one?
So far, yes, no. That I know
of.
Oh,
my gosh.
I mean, because that is incredibly personal.
Yes.
Now, I think it's funny, and I learned this from my friend Blair, so shout out to my friend Blair. She will just send a random text every once in a while that's like, hey, what time are we meeting?
Yes, that's what I get.
But I know her. We're good friends. We're best friends. And so then I'm like, oh, my God, did we make plans? I forgot.
Because
she's like, no, I'm just kidding. But not from anybody I don't know.
On my iPhone, I think you guys see this too. When it's a call, Matt, and this is how you probably can help you a little bit. It does say potential spam or spam at the top.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And mine will just go straight to voicemail.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, at that point.
All right. So mine says potential. These texts that randomly come don't say spam.